Hello, everyone, and welcome to First. I can't even do it. You're so mad. Oh, my goodness. We've just finished watching an episode, and Elizabeth has so many feelings. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Friends to the End, your one-stop shop for all things Friends, as we run down the classic sitcom episode by episode. I'm Michael. I've seen Friends well over 1,000 times.
And I'm Elizabeth, and I've never seen Friends, though I predicted this shit.
Wow. Okay, it's day 2 of 7 podcasts in 7 days as we kick off season 8. What?
It's only day 2?
It's only day 2, bro. Long way to go. We just finished watching the one with the red sweater. Normally, we like to do a bit of preamble. Normally, we like to talk about the episode, but Elizabeth, like, you're all up in your feelings. Do you want to just, like, people listening have watched Friends. I don't think we're dropping any spoilers. Do you want to just skip to the end of this episode and talk about how you're feeling right now?
I have so many feelings.
Okay.
One being that I'm a genius because I predicted this. Two, don't roll your eyes. Two, I'm angry.
Why are you angry? What are you angry about?
I'm angry about...
Specifically for people that aren't listening and who are listening and don't necessarily know the episode we just watched.
I'm angry that it tricked me because
Specifically?
Okay, Rachel is pregnant with Ross's child.
Okay, thank you.
And I am so surprised that this sitcom tricked me because I did not think they could hide this from their audience. And here we are. And I feel... I don't know. I'm not ready for this. This is gonna... All right. Monica and Chandler just got married. That changes the dynamic of the friend group. Now there's gonna be a baby between two friends that are exes in the friend group. We all know Ross can't even take care of his own kid.
Well, yeah, I was going to say, this show has already proved that a baby does not screw up the dynamic of the show.
Well, no one's had one with the other friend. Mm. You know, Phoebe had... She was a surrogate. And Ross had one with his ex-wife. So...
What? Why are you angry?
I don't know. I guess I just don't want them to be together.
Well, who says they're going to be together?
Oh, Michael. Open your eyes.
I'm just saying, like...
I mean, true. They don't...
Rachel said in this episode she ain't looking for... She ain't looking for a baby daddy.
Yeah, but there's no way in hell. He's too good of a guy to not...
He's gonna be involved, for sure. Yeah. But, like, she's not looking for a husband. She said it this episode. Like, why do you think that's gonna lead to...
Oh, I'm sure that'll change.
Okay. All right.
No. All right, fine. It's glorious news. Wonderful. Hooray, hurrah, haroo.
What else could it have been? Because, like, she... Because your options were... The options were Ross, because of the history. Tag, because he's, like, the only person Rachel's dated recently. Or just, like, some random.
And I kind of hoped it was a random.
I think it was just going to be... It's James. And then it's just, like, some dude.
No,
it's like Greg Kinnear.
Honestly, I kind of hoped it would be a random that would be this awesome character that would, you know, kind of melt into the friends group in a way and maybe become a sixth friend. Wait.
Seventh.
A seventh friend.
Eighth friend, because as we know, the seventh friend is New York City.
I thought I was the seventh friend.
The seventh friend is Gunther. The eighth friend is Central Perk. The ninth friend is New York City. And you're the 10th friend.
Okay, I'll be the 10th friend.
So this would have been the 11th friend.
Exactly.
The original 11th friend was Marcel the monkey. But he's gone.
Oh, no.
He was one of the gang?
He never was.
And then it was Dr. Richard Burke. He was one of the gang.
Yeah, see, there could be other people that kind of
was the
into
father?
The group.
Oh, if it had been Dr. Richard
no.
Burke, can you imagine?
That would be awful.
The ultimate betrayal.
Yeah.
The ultimate revenge on Monica on her wedding day. Oh. I knocked up your best friend. Oh, that would have been so good.
But I want to talk about this episode, one, because it was good.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it was good because David Schwimmer directed it.
Ooh, okay.
I saw that on the credits and I was like, oh, I buckled my seatbelt.
Yeah.
Because it's, oh, he's good.
But, like...
He doesn't give himself a lot to do when he directs them, but the things he does on screen are good.
But he doesn't write the episodes. Like, the episodes are going to be good anyway, right?
I mean, a good director can transform a script.
I don't know if that's so much the case with sitcoms.
I think he does a good job.
Look, he has a good hit rate. Some of the best episodes we've watched are directed by David Schwimmer. Mm. So, yeah, I guess you're right. Unless he's, like, cherry-picking. Like, he's reading the scripts and being like, I'd love to direct this one because this is a great episode. Or yeah. he's bringing it out and he's being great. Maybe. You might be right. We've got to start giving him a bit more credit.
Okay.
So let's get into it. Reset.
Now that I'm past the initial shock.
I mean, we'll get to it. I thought the reveal was great.
It was.
Yeah, really good. We'll get to it. All right, so it was season 8, episode 2, the one with the red sweater. Before we talk about that, I'm not going to do a friends, would you rather. Let's do a little bit of friendly advice. What's something that you're loving right now that you can recommend to people?
I just got a hummingbird feeder because I saw one in the yard, and then I saw one on the hummingbird feeder the next day, and I just think they're beautiful and they're so cool, and it brings me joy when I see them there. So I'm gonna go hummingbird feeder.
That's nice.
Mm-hmm.
Getting a hummingbird feeder, getting in touch with nature. That's nice.
Yeah.
Okay. What about you? My bit of friendly advice, something that can bring a little bit of joy to your world, or something that brings a bit of joy to my world, which is simple for other people to achieve, is, okay, it's a little general, but then it's also hyper-specific for me. It's like, it's podcasts, because I love a podcast, but for me, a lot of it is my routine for listening to podcasts, which is such a joy to me. I listen to them on, like, the Apple app on my phone, and you basically, like, you create a list, like an order, that you're going to listen to them to. And like I have like a set thing of a very specific way that I arrange my order when I listen to them. So I have probably about like 20 podcasts that I listen to fairly regularly. And there's some that are like top tier, which as soon as they're available, they go onto my list and they're like either the next thing I'm going to listen to or like one or two down the line. And then there's some shows that are like a little bit older and are not like so specific to the time where like I'll download and then I'll just stick them to the end. And normally like I try to make sure my list never gets more than like 20 podcasts in a row, like 20 podcasts on the list. But like sometimes getting to the end of my podcast list takes a long time because new ones get downloaded that jump to the top of the queue. So like if you're at the end of the list, I might not get to you to like 30 or 40 podcasts down the line. But it's still just really nice to kind of work your way through. And then you're like, ah, yeah, this one. But then there's like those top tier ones where like you see them like pop up every week. And you're like, ah, yeah, it's time for this podcast.
That is oddly specific.
It's nice. I just like it. It's like a sort of curated list. And I'm like, okay. And like, I don't mean to listen to them at set times every week, but it usually just works out that way. So it's like.
All right. Give a shout out to your number one.
Wow.
Other than Friends Till the End.
Friends Till the End.
I'm sorry, there's a bird in the background and it's very loud.
People like it. It's very peaceful.
It's loud. Shut up.
The thing I look forward to the most, people roll their eyes, is the We Watch Wrestling podcast, which is two comedians based out of LA who just like watch wrestling and they talk about it.
Kind of like us who watch Friends and talk about
it? Yeah, but they do it in a very kind of free-form way. They don't like, okay, in this episode, this happened, and this happened. Like, they don't do it like that. They just basically, they watch a ton of wrestling, and then every week they just talk about the good and the shit stuff that they saw. There's no, like, real kind of agenda to it.
That
and it's
sounds
just very
like
informal.
A dream of a podcast you'd want to be on.
Yeah.
Okay, Bird.
And then, like, the other ones are My Brother and Me, Comedy Bang Bang, and The Adventure Zone are, like, all top tier as well. And also Off the Ball, which is a Scottish petty and ill-informed football podcast, which is really great too.
I've been listening to like true life crime podcasts.
You would be in a true crime podcast.
I think I'm listening. What is it called? Morbid?
I don't know. Morbid. I don't listen to them.
And they're based locally to where we live, which is kind of cool. So they talk about things that are near us and that's right. Kind of fascinating. Or just like haunted places, you know, just like, I don't know, creepy stuff.
Yeah.
But anyway, where are we? Red sweaters?
The one with the red sweater. So that was our bit of friendly advice. All right, let's talk about it. Season 8, Episode 2, the one with the red sweater. First aired on the 4th of October, my brother's birthday.
Yay!
2001. How many people do you think watched this one, Elizabeth?
Oh God, do I have to go first? No, you go first.
Okay.
Oh my God, that bird! I'm seriously gonna shoot up the TV then. I know, but it's disrupting our podcast.
All right, last episode got 31.70, which was a huge jump, I think. There's no way they're getting that. Although there is the mystery of who's the father, so people are probably tuning in, but I think there's still a drop-off.
But I did not expect to learn who the father was this quickly.
I wanted to ask you that, actually. Did you think this was going to be a bit of a mystery? Yes. I think everybody did. Mm-hmm. I think, well, we'll talk about it. But that's why the reveal was so good, because it was, like, unexpected. We didn't think we were going to get it this early.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Nevertheless, I think it's still going to be high. I think it's going to be 28.5. Going to get a bit of a drop-off. But not that big a drop-off.
What was it before?
Last week was 31. But, like, you know, the season before that, we were in, like, the 18s, 19s, 20s, 21s. Like, 21... was, like, pretty standard.
Well, I'm going to go 29, actually. I have high hopes for this.
29?
29.
All right. 30.04. Point for you. I haven't seen someone celebrate drawing level with an opponent so much since Hearts drew 4-4 with Hibs at Tynecastle on New Year's Day Derby. Graham Weir, 2 minute.
No one knows what you're saying, draws. Michael. No one knows.
Andy Fennick knows.
Sure.
I went home that day.
Oh boy.
Ate a King Rib supper on the way home to celebrate.
What's King Rib?
No one knows.
Wait, and is then, that meat?
Yeah. From the chippy. And then got horrendous food poisoning. And I've never had a King Rib again since.
Oh no.
Yeah.
Food poisoning is the worst.
Tell me about it.
I'm going to, but not right now.
Okay. All right. This episode opens. We're still at the wedding, basically. It's the day after. The gang's all checking out of the hotel. Rachel and Phoebe are disputing some charges. They're like, we didn't get nuts from the minibar.
Mashuga nuts.
I don't get it.
Okay. I don't either, but I never knew what anyone was talking about. Mashuga nuts, because they'll say it like that, mashuga nuts. Mm-hmm. What the fuck is a mashuga nut?
No, mashugana is like a term of endearment. So mashuga nuts is a clumsy play on words, I think.
Okay, so mashuga. Pecans coated with sugar and cinnamon. And mashugana is the Yiddish word for crazy.
Oh, crazy. Okay.
Mashuga nut.
But I think it's like a term of endearment. You're like, ah, mashuga nut. You're crazy. Dafty. It's basically a dafty, probably.
Okay. All right. No wonder. I was like, what are they saying? And then we had the subtitles on for this episode because for some reason I couldn't hear it. And I saw mashuga nut. I was like, oh.
I wasn't paying attention to that. And someone ordered porn. That's classic. Do you remember what the porn parody was called?
Like Dr. What was it?
I think it was Dr. Do Me a Little.
Yes.
Which is like, if that were the port, that would be shit. It's just like, just a little bit. Just do me a little. Let's not get carried away. Yeah, you can leave your socks on. We'll call it a quickie. It's
just
like,
a tip.
It's just such a underwhelming porno.
I'm sure they'll still go full out. Good money for porn.
Yeah, back in the day when you had to pay for it. And they were like, we didn't get it. And then they're like, Joey, did you know anything about this? And he was like, I was told the movie name wouldn't be included on the bill. And you're like, Joey.
Couldn't find a bridesmaid.
I guess not. Monica is feeling the come down from the wedding. She's like, I'm not the bride anymore. We're checking out the bridal suite, but I'm not the bride. I'm just a wife. Chandler's like, well, we're going on our honeymoon. She's like, that's not till next week. Like, we got the photographs. She's like, they won't be ready for weeks. But then Chandler's like, well, we have the disposable cameras that were on people's tables. We could get them developed today. And she's like, yeah, let's do it. At no point does he mention, like, the room packed with gifts. Like, you'd think that would be enough for the day. It's like, we can go home and open all of our wedding gifts. I can carry over the threshold. Like, no.
I wasn't liking this.
Okay.
Like, I get it, but, like, she took it a little far.
Mm.
Like, you just got married. Just be... You'd still be on that little bit of a high, I think.
Mm-hmm. So Ross has the cameras. He's not at the checkout because there's still 11 minutes till checkout, and Ross does not check out of hotel rooms early.
Hey, you get your money's worth.
I'm fully agreeing with him.
I do too, but no, then I you get so, don't. No, but I get so nervous.
Exactly. You're like, no, we gotta
they're
go.
They're gonna come. They're gonna come and knock. Like, I hate when anyone knocks on the door. I have to put the do not disturb immediately.
They're not gonna knock 5 minutes before checkout.
So many times has someone knocked. I've had people come in, not people, but like the staff. I don't trust hotels. I feel like they just...
Well, I like to get my money's worth. I don't steal stuff going. Like Joey, like Ross does.
Yeah, but he's stealing like... It's like after you give birth in the hospital, you can take all that stuff with you.
It's not like that at all.
Well, I mean, would they miss a roll of toilet paper?
That doesn't matter. That's not yours. You haven't paid for it.
You can take the like shampoo and stuff, though, because you use it.
To quote the great Fraser Crane, ethics is what we do when no one's watching.
But you can take the shampoo and stuff, because no, they're not going to reuse that.
Yes, I'll accept that.
Okay. But fine, he does kind of help himself to things. Mm.
Spoiler alert, they review that plot line later in seasons to come. Get ready.
Probably when Rachel's having a baby.
Oh, shit.
I would have shouted, but our child is asleep.
Yeah. Joey is sniggering to himself because he's taken, like, a photo of something weird with the disposable cameras. And Chandler's just like, you're 32 years old, Joey. Like, he's 32. That's crazy. He's younger than me. And he's, what, your age? How old are you? 32?
No, I'll be 32.
Oh, you're not even 32. Fine.
In 3 months.
Oh, boy. I read something on Twitter this week that in, like, the opening seasons of Cheers, Norm is meant to be 34 years old. Yikes. And I'm just like, oh, my God.
No, that can't be right.
That actually, no, I think it probably is.
No way.
I think it probably is.
Whoa.
I'm just like, wow, that actually makes me feel a little bit better about myself.
No, you have nothing to worry about, my friend.
Hmm. Chandler goes off to talk to Ross. Monica's like, what the fuck? Chandler ordered porn on our wedding night? She's looking over her bill, and Joey's like, oh man, that's sad. And you're like, Joey. That was all pre-credits. We got a new intro.
Yes.
Chandler falling off the chair.
A lot of people falling.
Monica falling on her wedding day. The dummy being thrown down the stairs.
And Phoebe has bangs. Or fringe, if you will.
But that's not in the opening credits.
No, but it was before that and I didn't say it. So now I'm saying it.
Chandler goes to Ross's room. He's packing up stuff. He's got soap and whatnot. Cool. Chandler wants the cameras. Ross doesn't have them. They kind of... What?
He said that word like Jenna Maroney.
Cameras.
Camera.
Ross doesn't have them. He was like, they kind of retraced their steps where it was like, yeah, you were going to ask me something, but then you got distracted. So they don't have them. Chandler's like, oh no, Monica was really wanting them. So Ross is like, I'll help you look for them in 5 minutes, because he hasn't checked out yet. Monica's sitting at home in the apartment. She's got the presents. She's very tempted. She should wait for Chandler. She knows this, but there's like a little box. And she's like, what could be in this? And Phoebe's like, what if it was a mirror that when you look into it, you see yourself as an old woman? That's good stuff. That's good stuff.
She's perfect.
That's good Phoebe stuff.
I want that.
A mirror that... No, you don't.
No, I just want to see what I'll look like. You... What if there's nothing there? Oh, God. Why would I say that? Now I'm having nightmares.
It was just a tombstone.
Oh, God.
Or what if you were an old maid coming out of the library?
My God, this is serious. No! This is serious. It's what Mary. If I see nobody?
Well, it doesn't exist. It's not going to happen. You're never going to have that mirror.
Because I'm never going to die.
Because it's sure. In a way, you'll live forever through these podcasts.
Wow.
What a shit legacy to leave behind to the world.
I disagree.
That's really bummed me
out.
I
think that we bring some joy, maybe a little laughter, some company on a commute. We do a lot.
We do the bare minimum.
Hey.
This is the least amount of effort anyone could put into a podcast.
Somebody likes us enough to send me a picture of their dog.
I love that.
There's people who comment on things. You know what? We could be someone's number one.
It's true.
And it makes my heart glow.
It's nice. I am merely stating that we literally, like, look at us. We're, like, lying on a couch. We've got our feet up. Like,
my wine is empty.
It's the lowest amount of effort anyone could possibly put into a podcast. People hear, like, the bumping of the microphone all the time. There's, like,
hey, man, that's your fault.
I know there's times when I'm editing where I kind of zone out and there's stuff I should probably cut out, but I end up leaving on because I'm not paying attention.
Why are you saying all this? You're ruining the dream.
No.
People think we're in a studio. You should really cut all that out.
They don't think we're in a studio.
You should really cut
this
out.
They do not think we're in a studio.
You should just cut it out.
They don't think we're in the studio. So Monica is just like, I'm going to open this little box and we'll just see how it is. And so she opens it and it's a little salt shaker. Someone went to the effort of like delicately wrapping this one salt shaker.
It looked like something someone would put an engagement ring in, like the box, and then you'd wrap that box in a little box. And one salt?
Yeah.
My first thought was, where's the pepper?
Well, they get to it.
I know, but that's what I'm just saying.
Yeah, okay. Well, they had that thought too. She's like, okay, well, I've opened one gift. I'll wait for the rest for Chandler. And then she's just like, well, it's part of a set. I should probably find the pepper that goes with the salt. Phoebe's just like, yeah, I suppose that makes sense. And then Phoebe's like, it's probably this one, and holds up an identical box. And then Monica picks up like the biggest box in the room and goes, it might be this one. And so she starts tearing into it. And you're like, oh boy. We've definitely had an episode before where the gang were like looking for presents and couldn't wait to open presents.
Yes.
Like, this has happened before. In fact, I think it was they were looking for Monica's presents.
You
so,
do
like,
not grow out of that.
You d- no, you don't.
Or at least me at almost 32 has not grown out of that.
Wedding presents, although are... This is going to be controversial. Wedding presents are very important and very nice, but also the boringest presents that you could get.
Well, you know what you're getting too if you have a registry. Yes. You're like, oh sweet, someone bought us that one.
Yeah,
we don't know who, but someone did. Mm-hmm. But no, when you see like presents under a tree at Christmas, you're like,
yeah, because it's stuff, it's frivolity, it's stuff you don't need. Like,
yeah,
we got pots and pans for a wedding gift.
We needed that.
Well, I'm about to say, I have probably used those pots and pans more than any gift I've ever received in my life, but I'm also not like lying awake at night itching to open a box of pots and pans. You know, it's just, it's not quite
Speak
the same
for yourself.
Yeah. So she's jonesing to open some presents. Rachel arrives. She's telling the father today. She's just like, yeah, I'm gonna tell him. Phoebe gets in her head basically and is like, wow, what a huge deal. This guy's just walking around being like, hey, I slept with Rachel, that was fun, and you're gonna drop a bomb on him. And then Rachel's kind of like, oh, I guess so. She mentions that she doesn't need anything from him. She's not going to ask him for anything. If he wants to be involved, he can. Cool. But she's still not telling people who it is. They kind of point out that Chandler still thinks Phoebe's pregnant. And Phoebe's just like, hey, he hasn't done anything nice for me. And he thinks I'm pregnant. What a fucking asshole.
Well, he was getting married and probably had a lot on his mind.
It's true. Joy comes in and they kind of pitch a hypothetical being like, hey, if you found out you got some girl pregnant, how would you be? And Joy's just like, who called here? What's going on? Ah. And I was like, they're really kind of taking advantage of Joey's stupidity. They're like, they're going to drop this hypothetical and not expect him to kind of join the dots of why they're asking him that question.
No, I wouldn't have assumed that. He sleeps with a lot of people.
Yeah.
No, I didn't think that at all.
Hmm.
You know, he sleeps with a lot of people. Who knows if things go wrong or he doesn't use protection. And
Joey talks a big game. When do we ever see him sleeping with other people?
I'm sure he does.
Hmm. So he says. He freaks out, so then they basically just like come clean and we're like, Joey, it's not you. Phoebe's pregnant. And he's like, oh my god, Phoebe. And she's like, the father doesn't want anything to do with me. And then he's like, who is it? I'll hunt him down. She's like, David Lynn. So he runs off to find a guy called David Lynn, who's apparently an annoying guy at Phoebe's gym. That's fun. Ross and Chandler are looking for cameras. They can't find them. Chandler's just like, oh man, Monica's going to be really upset. So Ross has the great idea, because they're in the ballroom where the wedding happened.
Quote, unquote, great.
I think it's actually a pretty good idea.
What?
It's not a terrible idea.
Okay, he has the idea. to go get their tuxes, go buy a bunch of new cameras, go back to the venue because, you know, there's still a band, the flowers look the same, the chairs are pretty much the same, and just to take pictures.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. There are so many things wrong with that.
Go on.
All the guests, Monica would be like,
they're not going to get anyone else's faces in them.
Okay, so she's going to assume that, you know, 25 cameras were just all of Ross and Chandler?
We see them later. There's only about 6 or 7 cameras.
No, no, it's a whole bag full.
There was only about 7 or 8 cameras in that bag.
Okay, so you've gone from 6 to 7 to 7 to 8.
Okay, went up by one, sorry.
Michael, there were like 20.
Bullshit.
Go back.
But let's take it to the tape. There is no way there was fucking 25 cameras in that bag. Are you kidding me? 25.
Go back.
We'll go back.
He holds him up. She holds
him up. That's me. And that's me and Ross. Oh, and here's a picture of our first kiss as a married couple.
I'm going to use this.
Okay, it's hard to tell. There's about
I see 4.
Okay, but there's a full bag. You only see side of the bag.
Those 4 are like going up one side of the bag.
Oh, come on.
One.
I'd say.
Hold this.
Oh my God. Are you going to the TV to count?
I'm
going to
point and you tell me.
Hmm.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Six,
and what about all the space 7 in between?
We can see 7.
I'd say at least 12 then.
I will concede, based on what we can see and how much space would be left in the bag, that there could be 12 in that bag.
I just want
there ain't 25 in
there. Okay, fine. But I want to point out Chandler's face in this still.
It's pretty good.
It looks like he's about to, like, he looks like a... like a 12-year-old boy who just, like, discovered something naughty and he wants to tell his friend about it.
Monica's face is pretty good, too. It's almost like she's breaking character and trying hard not to laugh. Like, because in theory, she should be annoyed here.
Well, it could be, like, in between going from one emotion to another. Okay. But you're right, Michael.
Thanks. Right. And I was also more right about the cameras than you were.
Slightly.
Okay. In the interest of moving things along, I will not argue that point. Where were we? We weren't even at this part, so I don't know why we're talking about this. They were missing cameras. It was a great idea.
It was not a great idea.
It was a great idea to recreate it.
She is so detail-oriented. She would know.
She can't control the type of pictures people take. These cameras are crap. All you need to do is take a bunch where it's blurry or the light is so low. Like...
she would be like, hold on, that one flower wasn't... she would know because she knows all the details. I'm telling you, you couldn't pull it off. You couldn't.
I think you could.
And...
they probably couldn't have the way they did it, but
you could have pulled it off. Since when can you get all of those cameras developed in 5 seconds?
1 hour photo was a thing.
All of them?
Probably.
Okay, fine.
All 12 of them. If it was 25, it might have been a problem. Okay, where are we? Rachel is sitting in Central Perk. She's fretting. Phoebe's like, are you meeting the father? Oh my God, is it Gunther? You're like, oh, you never considered it might be Gunther.
If only.
Which is an insult to the great man.
I'm sorry, Gunther.
But Rachel's like, I don't think I want to tell him. You got me all worried because you said it was so huge. And Phoebe was like, oh no, I didn't mean to do that. Sorry.
But it is. But yeah. It is.
Yes. If
some girl you slept with out of the blue told you she was pregnant with your child.
I understand that, but it's probably best that Rachel doesn't consider how huge it is so that she can actually do it and then...
I don't think there's anything wrong with telling her how huge it is.
Hmm. I think she'll figure out for herself when she tells the guy. If it delays her telling the guy, then I think you...
okay, well, fine. If it
delays, she got enough to worry about. Monica is opening everything.
She's manic.
She tries to get Joey to like be like, don't let me open any more gifts, no matter what I say. And then she's like, let me open one. He's like, okay. This is better than the photos. Like, Chandler should have just been like, oh, we've got all those presents to go home and open.
But, yeah, but not everyone cares about that stuff. Apparently Monica did. Yeah, but like,
a lot.
That's not always everyone's priority. Like, all those memories.
Mm.
It's helpful to have the film.
Phoebe comes into the apartment. Joey gets all serious. He has her sit down. He's like, we've always had a special bond, and I don't want you to raise this baby alone. So, Phoebe, will you marry me? He gets down on one knee. He's got a ring.
It's cute.
Did you think that this might have been something?
No, absolutely not.
How nice would that have been? I mean, she's not pregnant, and we know she's not pregnant. So
but,
I guess
like,
we know it's
yeah,
not so nice.
I didn't think it was real, but, like, I what a noble guy.
That's
He's
nice.
Like, you know what? I'm going to help you, and I'll marry you, and we'll do this together.
Have we talked about how, out of the friends, I think Phoebe and Joey are the best of friends?
Even more so than, like, Joey and Chandler, or Rachel and Monica.
Rachel and Monica's like the old high school friends, but they don't like enjoy each other's company like super much. Like they just like love
like
each other. Yeah. I think like Phoebe and Joey's friendship is like the purest because they're both kind of simpletons and they're both just like good people and they're both like unapologetically themselves and they just like, I don't know. They have no reason to be friends other than they just really fucking love each other. Like, it's not like, oh, I went to college with them or I went to high school with them or, like, they're my brother's, like, pal. It's just like, we don't have to hang out. Like,
yeah.
You used to live with someone. You used to live across the hallway from where I used to live but before you moved in there. Like, it was tedious, but like it's great. I love them. They're great.
Yeah.
I wish they did get married.
Me too.
Maybe they still will.
I doubt it.
So yeah, good move by Joey. Good honorable move. Good for him. Monica's just like, oh, for goodness sake, Phoebe's not pregnant. Rachel is.
Monica, come on, man.
Mm-hmm. And Joey's like, oh, I think I know. I wonder if it was that dude. And then he just walks off, and they're just like, were we done with that conversation? And then they meet him in the hallway and he's like, this red sweater, there was a guy here. I didn't see him, but he left this red sweater. And then Phoebe's like, oh my God. And she takes the sweater and goes, I think I know who it is. And then she walks off and everyone's just like, why do we keep walking off? The guys are at a wedding. They ask a couple, they're like, hey, will you take a photo of us? And they do like a pose. And then the couple are like, will you take a photo of us? And they're like, yeah. And like they try to like they pretend to take it and then they like cover their and it's just like you can take the photo and then remove that photo from the ones before Monica sees them.
Exactly.
Like you don't have to make a big deal out of it. I don't think they've thought this plan through well enough.
It's a horrible idea.
It's a good idea poorly executed.
No.
We'll take it to Twitter.
Fine.
I think if they'd done it better. Like, they could have called some other people. Get Joey back. Get, like... They could have done it. They could have pulled it off.
No, I disagree.
Those cameras aren't good.
There's not going to be 15... I'm sorry. 12 different people.
You said
25
before. Okay. Don't pretend like you were that close.
There can't be that many people that can't take a nice group shot or a photo of the centerpieces.
You get about, you get about 25 photos in there. Maybe 32... Out of a roll of 32, we're talking 10 keepers at best.
But you know there's like that one person that'd be really good at taking different pictures.
Everyone's
of like
drunk, the
Chandler
lighting's
and Monica
bad.
In the corner having a nice conversation. People you know, are like,
yes, that's true.
You'd,
that's why they should have got the Gellers back in. They should have... Anyway.
Furious.
Phoebe is walking with Rachel in the street outside Central Perk. She's like, I set up a meeting with you and the dad. He owns this sweater. And Rachel's just like, oh, man. And she's like, you got to do it. Just pull off that Band-Aid. And they go into set. She's like, oh, the father's in there. She's like, yeah. And then he goes in. And it's Tag!
It's Tag.
Da-na-na, da-na-na, da-na-na.
No, Michael, this isn't wrestling. No, we're talking about friends.
It's Tag!
All right, very, very nice. Very, very good. It's Tag. He's sitting there and he's like, hey, Reach.
You weren't buying it for a second.
No, fuck no. I knew it was Ross from like 3 years ago.
You didn't know it was Ross.
Yes.
You feared it was Ross.
Okay, fine. I feared. But why was that fear there? Because I knew it was true deep down.
Search your feelings. You know it to be true.
What?
You know it to be true.
Oh.
I don't know. I don't know Star Wars. Fuck off. we're back at the wedding, and they're like, Ross, you got to go up there and recreate your speech. So you get him up on the stage, and he's just like, he's just going to like pose with the microphone quickly and take a picture. But while he's up there, people are like, ding, 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 ding.
Which is confusing, because normally at a wedding, when you do ding, ding, ding on the glass, it means for the bride and groom to kiss.
Says you, but certainly in the UK, if you do the ding, ding, ding on the glass, it means someone's going to make a speech.
Well, that too, but at a wedding.
Mm. I wonder if that's a new phenomenon, though.
Because
I went to a wedding with you, and I didn't know what was going on.
Can I tell you something?
Always.
I was so disappointed that no one did that at our wedding.
I think they did.
No.
Well, half the guests, or maybe not half, but a chunk were from the UK, and it's not a thing.
I always wanted it. And now I'll never have it.
No, you never will. You're stuck with me. And well, we ain't doing any of that renewing our vows shit either.
Well, okay, fine.
Well. So then, like, people knock on their glasses, so Ross is like, oh, shit. And he's just like, the owner of a green Le Sabre, your car's about to be towed. Quick thinking.
Genius.
Really good.
Mm-hmm.
Smart move. And then he gets off the stage, and like a guy comes up and goes, that's my car. And he's like, I'm sorry, a 1995 Le Sabre? And he's like, yes. And he goes, a green? And he's like, yes. He goes, oh, I meant a blue. And he's like, yes, green, blue.
Oh my God.
So Ross is just like, well, go get it.
It's funny.
Like,
yeah. It's really funny. It's but really also, good. Yeah, why would he run up to him and say, yeah, he says, like, please go check in with the front right. desk. No, that was really good. Really, really good.
And then they finally, their last picture they need to get is a picture of him kissing the bride. And unless they actually kissed in that exact spot.
With that exact dress and that exact hair and that exact everything.
I mean, they're lucky that the bride bore a passing resemblance to Courtney Cox.
It's for the birds, Michael.
Like I say, poorly, like she didn't know that someone would have taken that picture.
It's for the birds. You would have gotten someone else.
What they should have done is a bunch of the bride from behind and just been like, there you are, there you are.
But the dress wouldn't have been the same, Michael. The hair wouldn't have been the same.
Close enough.
The body wouldn't have been the same.
Mm. So basically he goes up and he's like, oh, congratulations. And then he just sort of grabs her and forces himself on her.
It's pretty bad. Like, you've been married a day.
It's all for laughs.
I know, but if... no.
Mm.
Also, why didn't she slap him?
Because he ran off. Or she liked it.
Oh, side story.
Mm. All right. So we're back in Central Perk, and there's Tag, old Tig Jones. And Phoebe's just like, I believe this is your red sweater. And Tig's like, no, this is my red sweater. And he's wearing it.
And the audience is like, oh, no! Oh, shit!
So then, like, Phoebe's like, all right, I'm out of here. So Rachel sits down with him. Tag is like, I want you back. I know you think I'm not ready, but I am ready. I'm serious. I want to be with you. And Rachel's just like, I'm going to have a baby. And then he just sort of, he's holding her hand, and he just drops it. And they sit in silence for, like, 5 seconds. And then Rachel literally just says, you can go. And he, like, gets up and runs out. It's good. Tag wouldn't do that. Tag's a better man than that.
I think so. Yeah, I think but so. But
for the purposes of comedy, I liked it.
I agree.
Good. Monica's opened all the gifts. And she's like, Chandler's going to be really mad. And I thought, if you put away all the gifts and clear away all the trash, he won't care.
You're gonna say something kind of nice, like if you put away all the gifts, each time he opens a cabinet or something, it'll be a new surprise.
He's and not gonna notice. You think he's gonna notice the fucking new fondue set that they got or something?
I think you would. I think you'd be like, oh, hey, where'd that come from?
Yeah.
With that many gifts? It's not like they hold two or three.
No,
they
had but I'm just load. Saying he's gonna. I'm not saying he's not gonna notice.
He's a man. Let's be honest.
I'm not saying that he wouldn't notice that the gifts were not open, that the gifts had been open. I'm saying he wouldn't be upset if he had come home and found that...
That's you, Michael.
It's a lot of work. So if you would open them all and then put them away and throw away all the trash, it's like, if you had done all that, I'd be like...
It's a lot of work.
The cleanup would, for me...
You get a trash bag, you throw it in there and call it a day.
It's not that simple.
Oh my God, Michael. What kind of like present unwrapping are you doing?
Well, some things you can recycle and some things you cannot. Some boxes you might want to keep because you're like, well, I'm going to store this in the box and it'll be easy.
Oh my God, you're... This is a nice box. I'm going to keep this in case I want to store something in it.
No, not store something in it. Store the item. It's like, oh, well, I've got this nice like wine decanter, but I'm not going to just keep this out. I'm going to keep it in its box.
I'm going to take a picture of it and then put that picture on the outside of the box so you know what's in it.
That's not what I'm saying.
I kind of don't.
Okay.
But I like giving it.
But at any rate, if she had just like cleared up the mess and put the shit away, like... All is forgiven, as far as I'm concerned. Anyway. Joey comes in. He finds Rachel. And he proposes to Rachel as well.
Same exact lines as Phoebe. And she's, it was so funny. Rachel's like, what? And Monica's like, what? Phoebe's like, what?
Yeah, Phoebe's furious, so which funny. Is great. The lads are back with the photos. And they're just like, hey, I got the photos. Look at all these. It's like, here's one of me and Ross, and here's another one of me and Ross, and here's one of our kiss. And she's like, wow, these are great, especially seeing as I found all the cameras in one of our bags. And again, it's a poorly executed plan, but they also could have just been like, oh, well, there was another bag of them that Ross had, and we got those developed.
Oh my God, the way you think about things, I would have never thought of that.
It's just like...
How many things have you lied about to me?
And that would have made perfect sense if they had 25 cameras, like you speculated they did.
Excuse me.
She had 12, they had the other 13.
Excuse me?
Oh, it's perfect.
Oh my God.
It would have been so perfect.
Just get out of here.
All right. So Monica's like, you're kissing a woman? And then... Chandler's just like, you opened all the presents, and then they're like, call it even, and they're like, yeah, and they high five. It's like, those two, they're gonna be all right.
Audience loved that. They were like, wow! It went on for a while.
People
like,
love Monica and Chandler.
Apparently, as they a couple. Like wooed like, for a long time.
There is like Twitter accounts dedicated to their relationship. People love them.
Like still?
Yeah.
But it's 2021.
The show means a lot to a lot of people. I know it doesn't mean shit to you.
It does mean shit to me.
Bullshit. Got him.
I wouldn't be dedicating my nights doing this.
I wouldn't dedicate one night every 3 months to watch
Excuse
an episode.
Excuse me. Sometimes I ask to do it and you don't want to.
You know. Anyway, so there's that. So Chandler goes off to get those pictures developed. Rachel's gone to lie down. Ross is like, I'm going to take these flowers, which he stole from the hotel, and he's going to leave. And as he's walking out the door, he notices something. He goes, oh, hey, my sweater. And the crowd had a lot to do this episode, but they were like, whoa.
This is...
It's a good reveal.
Back. It's a very, very smart and tactful reveal.
You don't see it coming.
And the best part about it is Joey's reaction.
Mm-hmm.
Who, like, all the girls were like...
Because Ross leaves. He grabs his sweater and he leaves.
And then Joey takes a second. And then his eyes get huge when he realizes it. And it's probably, like, one of those gifts that you see.
It is.
Yeah, it's, like, so perfect. It is so perfect.
It's going to be in the opening credits next season. Just so you know, like when they change up like the...
Oh, it's good.
It's
really good.
But the reveal is great because I think... I'll give you credit where credit's due. You apparently guessed it was Ross. You never actually...
A while ago.
You never said it was good. Let's go back to your predictions.
Oh, gosh.
Okay. You predicted Ross is the father of the baby. Fine. You predicted it.
Elizabeth, you amaze me every day, every minute. I don't know what to do with you. I love you so much.
If you shut up for a minute, I'll give you the credit. So you predicted it. It doesn't take a rocket science to predict it.
Oh my God, is this a compliment or is this just you ripping the shit out of me?
It doesn't take a rocket scientist, but nevertheless, you predicted it.
A rocket scientist? But... Wait a minute.
Motherfucker. Hey, you got me.
I snorted.
All right, it doesn't. But the way that they still revealed it was a shocking way, because I think you touched on it. We weren't expecting to find out quite so soon. No, it's over. We're done with it. We weren't expecting to find out quite so soon.
Right, I agree.
And you also think, well, we've already had the fake reveal of Tag, so we're at least not going to find out till next episode, because we've kind of done our things. And then they just did it.
That's it.
Were just like, Ross in passing was like, hey, my wrist wearing, like, oh yeah. Very good.
Right.
I thought it was excellently done. I think the mystery, the surprise does not come from the fact that Ross is the father, because, as I say, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out that that's what's happening. A rugged scientist to figure out what's happening.
A rugged scientist?
A rugged rocket scientist.
Oh, yeah, with like a beard and like a little bit of dirt on it.
Doesn't take one of them.
Yeah, okay.
But they still caught you by surprise, which I thought was good. And the episode wraps up. Ross is walking down the street. He walks past Tag. They're both wearing the red sweaters. They kind of are like talking in code to each other. And Tag's just like, wow, what about Rachel, right? And Ross is just like, yeah, crazy lady. And Tag's like, do you know whose it is? And Ross thinks he's talking about his sweater. He's like, I don't know, some Italian guy. Look at your own sweater. And then he walks away. He's just like, what a weirdo. My question is, who wore it best?
Tag.
Okay, fine.
Do you agree?
Yeah, I mean, it's a little bit. It's a young man's sweater.
All I could see on, like, the staining was a little bit different on Ross's. All I could see was, like, this penis.
Oh, really?
All the way down his chest, like,
well,
the front of it.
You said you saw penises in a lot of places this episode. There was penises in the flowers and...
What?
I'm sorry. So, yeah, that was the one with the red sweater. Really ran the gambit of emotions for you in this episode.
Yeah, but you know what? It was great, because David Schwimmer directed it, and I'm liking him. Hey, what did I rank him again? Where was he in my ranks at the end of last season?
Of your friends?
Yeah.
He was third.
Okay.
He's moving on up.
Yeah, he's moving on up. He's doing his thing. Don't know how I'll feel about him. We'll see how he is managing a pregnant woman.
Ooh. What do you give this episode out of 10?
Like an 8.
Wow. That's like a really high score for you.
Well, I liked it.
I thought you were mad at it.
I am mad at it, but I liked it still.
Okay. Good.
Maybe an 8.2.
Give it 8.2?
Yes, okay.
Damn, Daniel. All right, so the next episode is the one where Rachel tells ... Don't know why they're doing the ... We know it's Ross at this point, but anyway. So Rachel's going to tell Ross that he's the father of the baby.
Well, we'll see how that goes.
Oh, man. Good thing we don't have to wait long to find out.
Right.
We hope you will join us for day 3 of 7 podcasts in 7 days, which will be coming out directly after this episode, the very next day, unless you're listening in the future, when it's already available to you. And maybe you listen to that one before you listen to this one, because maybe you have your own crazy podcast listening system, like I do.
Maybe you got distracted by a hummingbird and was like, whoa, and clicked the wrong one.
If you have your own little methods for listening to podcasts, you know I want to hear them. Shoot us a tweet at FriendsPod, along with any of your other friends' business.
We're or on dogs or cats.
Yep, that's good too.
Or tortoises.
If you want to talk wrestling, you know where to find me.
Or
at
any
FriendsPod.
Animal. Or cute baby.
Mm-hmm. Check us out on Instagram. Our website, friends.theand.podomatic.net. Great way to support the show. Leave a friendly rating and review wherever you get your podcasts. And as always, tell a friend word of mouth. Elizabeth, I'll see you tomorrow.
Bye, Michael.
Bye, rocket scientist, you.